This is Mr. and Mrs. Walden Burris from South Chatham. And they are going to remember some of the early days of South Chatham and the people who lived there and some of their experiences. And I've had the pleasure of talking with them before about it, so I know they've got some darn interesting things to say.
My wife has, I have.
Well, you have too, because I heard you. Now, were you born Walden? Were you born in South Chatham?
Yes.
You were.
He was a twin, you know.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Elisha, your twin brother?
No, Walter.
He passed away about 2 years ago.
No, about 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah, I guess it was 4 years ago.
And I suppose your parents before you were in South Chatham.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No, mother didn't come from South Chatham. She came from either Orleans or East Howard, which was it?
Brewster.
Brewster, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Well, your parents were in South Chatham.
Yes, my parents were.
Yeah.
My father was born in East Howard, uh-huh. And my mother in South Chatham.
Uh-huh. And you were born in South Chatham?
I was born in South Chatham.
Yeah. Well, speaking about your sitting closer to your wife, I remember the other day you told me how you met each other.
Yes. I said he picked me up, and he'd been picking me up ever since.
59 years you've been married.
Yeah. Last June. Yeah.
Right, and you were in the church in South Chatham. How was that?
They were rebuilding.
They were building the other church burned, and they were building this other church.
The church we have now.
The church we have now.
The present church.
And they were asking for volunteers to help work there at the time, you know, and he was here on vacation. Mm-hmm. And so he gave it a day's work occasionally. And Lena Cahoon and myself decided to go in and see how they were coming along with the church. And we did, and as we came out, well, she got on the plank. We had to come down on quite a narrow plank. And as we came down the plank, she got down all right, but I fell when I got about halfway down. And he happened to be the handiest one around, so he picked me up. So he's always said he'd picked me up ever since.
Well, I think you've done a wonderful job. And you've had, how many children have you raised?
Three
children.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Great.
Two girls and a boy.
You know, I was thinking, Walden, you didn't live in Chatham, in South Chatham, all of your life, did you?
No.
You
lived... No. I was away about 15 years. All
15 time. Years? Mm-hmm. But you came back.
But I'm glad to get back and gave.
I bet you were.
Yeah.
And
he was here on vacation when I met him.
Oh, I see. He was
down
on
vacation.
That
I was waiting
uh-huh.
for Somerville at the time.
Uh-huh. And then he went back to the city, and I didn't see him again for the next year, until he came down the next year. Mm-hmm. And he stayed down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. Well, that you were in South Chatham all your life,
yes.
Weren't you?
Yes. All but a few years we lived in South Howard. Mm-hmm. My father was stationed in South Howard for a while.
Well, that's right. Your father was station agent.
Yeah. South Howard for a while.
Yes.
Now and he was in South Chatham for a while.
Right. Now, the depot in South Chatham was...
Up on 137, don't you know, as you go up that hill, to that on top of that hill.
About where the Catholic Church is now?
Well, this side of the Catholic Church.
Oh,
as you turn the corner, just as you get to the top of the hill.
I see.
The station was right, was on your right.
Well, then where was the schoolhouse?
The schoolhouse is just where it is now.
Oh.
Only it's made into a dwelling now, right across from where Cyril Cahoon lives, you know where he lives?
Mm-hmm.
It was right across that place that had been made into a cottage.
Yes,
inside.
I remember.
But it was a grammar school. And the primary school was the same building.
Uh-huh. And you went to that school, didn't
And
you?
I went to that school and the grammar school.
Yeah.
There were three of us in the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. It was just three in those classes. Just the three of us, and I used to think, oh, gee, I wish we had a big class. We wouldn't be asked so many questions.
Why, of course.
But we didn't. We went through the whole four grades, just the three of us.
Right.
You learn more that way.
Well, then you told me that you went to Chatham to school.
I went in high school, went only 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And I was sick with tonsillitis, and I was out. Going into my second year, I was out for, I don't know, which is a month or 6 weeks. And I didn't have spunk enough to go back to try to catch up,
mm-hmm.
to go on with the class, so I left school.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you get to Chatham, just to go to school?
Oh, we used to go down the train. The train went down the morning about 8:30, and there was a freight train and a passenger car in the back.
Oh.
And there was Lena Cahoon and Christina. I don't know, can't remember how many more, but I know the three of us used to go down on the,
mm-hmm.
we used to call it going to school by freight. We used to go down that way in the morning and then in the afternoon come back. It let us out of school a little bit early so we could make, be sure
yeah.
to make the train.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember going up to my Grandma Buck's, you know, and going home at night
on that train. We called it the Toonerville trolley. 15 cents fare, you yeah. know, to go.
Well, we had a book of tickets.
Oh.
From where we were in school, we had a book of tickets, and they mm-hmm. used the ticket. And if we wanted to go anywhere on Saturday on the train, we could use that book of tickets just the same.
Oh, I see. I don't know how they could afford to keep the train going, you know, with so little.
Well, there were going to be more people. There wasn't so many people that had cars then.
That's right.
That's right now.
That's right. Did you ever go by horse and buggy to come to school?
No, never. No, I never did. My mother did, but I didn't.
Uh-huh. Of course, mother. I suppose the roads were pretty dirt roads.
Just dirt roads, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can remember when they were putting in the first McKenna Road, as they called it. We lived in South Harwich then, mm-hmm. and my uncle used to ride. We on a steamroller, mm-hmm. and I'd go out and go ride back and forth with him on the steamroller, hiding in the road.
And you never went to sea, did you, Walden?
No, I didn't.
What did you do when you came back to Chatham after you'd been away? For...
Well, I went shellfishing.
Shellfishing?
Yes,
scallop. Scallop. And he worked for Wilbur Crawl for quite a few years.
And those groceries.
Oh, that's right. Wilbur Crawl had the store, didn't he?
Yeah,
was there any other store in South Chatham besides Wilbur Crawl's?
Not at that time.
Well, now that was in the same location, wasn't it?
By the village
yes.
store is.
Yes. Yes.
And the other one was the post office. The post office was in the other.
Well,
Marcella has her junk out there. That was part of that was the post office.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what the
well,
other one was.
Well, Wilbur had that then, the post office down there, and then he rolled up the village store.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must have had some cronies hanging around the store then.
Oh, yeah.
Where they used to hang out mostly was at Mining Cahoon's store. That's where that little gift shop is, right across from the village hall.
Oh. Oh, you're talking
about... It's called Martin's store.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't mean Martin's store. That was up street further. That's the, right across from the village hall is that little gift shop now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd Mining Cahoon used to have a store there and have a few canned goods and candy and mm-hmm. cigars and all that stuff. And that's where the men used to hang out.
Did you ever play poker around the stove?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I guess they did some. Just played dominoes a lot.
Oh, yes. I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, you were speaking about the village hall. You know, I don't believe there's very many people of our age. Well, I remember it, but not very vividly. But you had entertainments there, didn't you?
Oh, we used to have dramas every summer. Mm-hmm. I'd play two nights. Mm-hmm. In the summer, and that hall would be packed every night.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie Croyle and, I can't begin, Vaudeville Sisters. And Mrs. Emery was always prompter. Dick Emery and George Emery.
Mm-hmm.
We really had a lot of fun.
Did you ever, Walden, did you ever play in any of the plays there?
No.
You never did?
I didn't
did?
Have any talent.
Wilbur Cohn. Lena got Wilbur to take part one year, and because he was nervous and he stuttered. So she said all he had to say was two lines and he said them right backwards. But we used to have, that was the one thing to look forward to in the summertime, was those plays.
Yes. Well, you must have rehearsed all winter.
Oh, we rehearsed a long time.
Yes.
Night after night, my father and mother and myself, mm-hmm. all three of us took part in it.
Well, I remember my father, I think, was there as a young man too. I remember he was in one play, and they had no dressing rooms, a place to change a costume.
No, we had to go down cellar in the dirt.
Well, he was on stage and had a long sleeved undershirt on, and he tried to get it off, and he got a hold of the back, and he jerked and pulled, trying to get the sleeves off. He heard the audience begin to laugh a little bit, but he was all wrapped up in this undershirt. And finally he got hold of the back of it and just jerked it over his head, and somebody had opened the curtains and the audience was watching him struggle with that undershirt.
I never, he was a little bit above me. That is, he took part before I was old enough to take part.
Oh, yes, yes.
I never took part with him.
Yes, he was much older.
Lizzie Croyle was Lizzie Croyle and, mm-hmm. and Bertha, I took part
with. Oh, did
some.
She?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Summertime she was home.
Yes, she was home in the summer. But it was, that was the one thing to look forward to in the summertime, because there was nothing else.
Imagine.
Nothing else during the summer, but the fair the Ladies' Aid would have.
Mm-hmm.
And then that mm-hmm. play. We
I suppose you had a temperance society.
Yes,
the
we
WCTU.
We did.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who was head of that. now, but we had it.
It was quite the thing, you know.
Oh, yes.
For some time, that was another, like the Missionary Society,
yeah,
and some of the others.
And we had used to have Epworthing socials once a week, mm-hmm, once a month, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Meet at somebody's house, and they'd have a devotional meeting, and then they'd, oh, they'd play games or do anything they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we'd meet around a lot of different places, and that was in the winter time, that was the one thing to look forward to.
How often did you meet? Once a month?
Once a month.
Once a month,
yeah.
Good grief. Some difference in having TV on holiday.
I guess so.
We lost the old village hall, didn't we?
I've got a picture somewhere of the old village
hall
as
it
collapsed.
What happened?
38, I think it was.
In 38.
Hurricane.
Blew it down, huh?
Blew it down.
Somewhere I've got a picture of it as the hurricane put it down.
It smashed it off.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. So that ended the village hall. They never rebuilt it, did they?
Yes, that is the village hall.
Oh, is it?
Now, yes.
It?
That's
yes,
the same spot the other one was.
Just replaced it.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever go along raking over
yes,
the bay?
I did.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good lot of good time.
Where'd you sell your scallops and things?
Well, we sold the quahogs to Benny Gould, West Channel.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Captain Frank Cahoon bought the scallops in those days.
Mm-hmm. Was he really a captain?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, he was a sea captain.
Mm.
Good one.
Well, you were telling me about Captain Kendrick that lived across the street from you, and I couldn't remember his first name.
Burnell
Kendrick, yes. You told me such an interesting happening. We were speaking about the danger of fire, you know, aboard ship when they were way out in mid-ocean. What happened when his ship caught a fire?
Well, I think it caught fire up in the bow. And he turned the ship around and backed it up so the fire wouldn't spread.
Oh, I see.
It kept it in there, the fire
so
not
the
put
fires,
it out.
Ah. Turned it around so the
turned
wind
around and backed, yeah.
Yes.
The rest is.
He was a very interesting, I used to love to hear him.
He was a good captain.
Was he?
Yeah, he was one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
He had a license for every port in the world.
My goodness.
Yeah. Interesting to hear him tell of some of the experiences that he had.
Yeah. Did he
and
tell you?
He used to be pilot at the canal.
The Cape Cod Canal?
Yeah.
Mm.
Pilot for the boats.
Well, it was interesting.
What did you used to get for quahogs in those days?
Not very much. You had to get about a half a boatload to get a day's work.
Yeah. What did you get? 15, 20 bushels a day for you?
No, you wouldn't get that many, but get quite a few to get $7 or $8.
Mm. Well, then if you got $5 or $6 a day, that was a big day's work.
Mm. Now, you couldn't make 40, 50 now to get by.
Yeah.
You couldn't even go all year round, could you?
No, you couldn't go in the wintertime.
No.
Too cold.
Went scalloping in the winter.
Did you ever go eeling?
Some.
Well, the scallop today, I mean, the quahog would be worth about $15 a bushel, wouldn't it?
Well, more than that, I guess.
Yeah.
Nowadays?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They sell them by the pound now. A little extra 35 cents a pound.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. I think last the cherry stones were 14, and the big ones, chowders, were 5 cents a pound. And now,
mm-hmm.
in those days, there was only two culls, a mm-hmm. little next to big one.
Those traders, thank you, Jess.
No, I know some of the boys did when I sold to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know he used to go up in the bay.
Yeah.
And collect them.
That was before I ever started.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come around in a boat and work, buy them right out of them.
Buy them right out of the boat,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
yeah. Did they ever ship them to Boston?
Well, I don't know what
ship
he did.
Away?
The fishermen didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But he did, I guess. He had customers for them. He had quite a business, Frank Jess.
Frank Cahoon had the same down to the scallop mill there. He used to buy scallops.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go on, and around 5 o'clock or so at night, he'd tell them that he was already get stopped opening, because then he would be up all around to sell them. So then, last long, so they had to take him out to his shanty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He had to blow a horn from the time for them to come out there.
Well.
And I can remember of used to call him Hyrie Neve. I don't know, Eve Nickerson and Hyrie Nickerson. And one would holler at the other one and say, "The horn's blown, come on." Oh dear.
You didn't have to have licenses, I suppose, in those days to do things like shell fishing.
Last along, I think.
Oh, did you?
I had to have $10, I think it was. $5 or $10, one or the other. But now you got to pay $27.
Yes, I know it. It runs up pretty high now.
That doesn't seem right for a man that has to do that for a living to have to pay so much for a license.
Well, no wonder they have to charge so much, you know, to make ends meet.
Yes, I know it.
Right.
Well, you have to get a state license, $15, and the town, $10, and you have to get a chucking license, $2, $27.
Mm. Yeah, did you go shell fishing up in Pleasant Bay?
I did, quahogging, yeah.
Quahogging in Pleasant
Bay. Oh, I've been stalking that too. Mm.
Did you ever go out into the Sound off South Chatham?
Over in Inwood Point.
Inwood Point, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stage Harbor. Mm-hmm. Anyway, was it a skullet?
You had your own boat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Used to go alone.
You were a loner. Well.
Yeah, in the boat alone.
Yeah. Well, you had to, you told me about some chores you had to do when you were a girl, Zelma.
Some chores I had to do?
Yes, the things that you had to do around the house. You know, everybody, all the kids had to do their share.
Yes, I did. I know I first learned to make molasses cookies, but my mother had an abscess on her hand. Mm. It was long in the palm of her hand, and she couldn't stir, and of course she couldn't roll out the cookies. But that's when I first learned to make molasses cookies, and I've been making them ever since.
Mm-hmm. They're mighty good too, aren't they, Walden?
Yes, she's a good cook.
I have to make them pretty often.
No wonder you've been picking her up for 59 years.
Oh, dear.
Well, you had to clean chimneys, I suppose.
Oh, I had to, and that was the job I hated. Oh, how I hated to fill the lamps and clean the chimneys. Mm. That was the one thing that I hated to do. I didn't mind making beds, doing those things. But that was loud, and I'd leave, let them be, and it was almost time to use the lamps. The mother'd say, "Have you done the lamps yet?" "No, but I'm going to." So I got them done by the time it was time to light them.
You do it over the next day. But you didn't like to do dishes either, did you?
No, I didn't like to. My brother used to help me quite a lot do the dishes.
You still help him do the dishes?
I do.
Good. He doesn't alone. I call on the telephone about the time it's time to do dishes, so then I don't have to do them at all. He does them all.
He does what?
Does all the dishes if I get a call on the telephone about that time.
She works that on me.
You better do a safe telephone now.
Well, we're just the two of us, and not too many dishes anyway.
That's right.
But well, I figure I can help her, and she can sit down and read the paper when I do. And
sure, it works both ways. Yeah. Well, because I think the women say 50 years ago had a lot more to do. They didn't have the conveniences, you know.
They didn't have anything. When we first lived where we do now, we had a pump on the back step. Mm. We had to just pump all of our water.
And did you have the kind of an old stove that had a water tank on one end?
No, we never had one of those.
Well, they did have
one. Oh yes, they did have them. Yeah. We didn't have one of those. Mm-hmm. But when we first started in to keep house, we went to keep a house in the front part of where it was Hema Chase's house. I don't know if you remember where that was or not. Mm-hmm. Made over now. But we went to keep a house in that first part of that house. And my kitchen was, well, it was a 2x4 almost. It was just room enough for a little sink. Mm. And the sink for a drain for it had a bucket down underneath. And what little water run down, you could run down in that bucket. We didn't have it. Then we had to look out and didn't run
out. Take it out.
Your job to take the bucket out, huh?
and a 3-barrel kerosene stove. That's what I did all my cooking for years.
Goodness.
And an oven that you put on and you know, took it off.
I remember that as a little girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Well, that's what we first died in with.
Yeah. Right.
So times have changed.
Sure have. Used a broom and
no
vacuum cleaners.
No vacuum cleaner. I did have, after a while I had a carpet sweeper, but we had the broom most always.
Mm-hmm. How in the world did you heat up enough water to give everybody a bath on Saturday night?
They didn't. They had to take them in turns. One take one night, one take another. Because then I didn't have any children for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then I had Natalie. Mm-hmm. It was just the one. Mm-hmm. And then after my mother passed away, my sister, well, she was only 10 years old, her mother died, and she came, mm-hmm. lived with me. Mm-hmm. And we just had to rotate and take turns to get water hot enough to take a bath. On that kerosene stove.
Oh my.
Had to heat, sometimes I brought a washboard mm-hmm. to fill that, and then have to take a bath in one of these. But bowls seems to have the bowl and pitcher. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the only thing that was.
Sponge bath
again. It used to come a spit bath.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's about all it was.
There's a story about that, but I'm not going to tell it.
Well, why not? I'd like to hear it.
This thing is good.
Go ahead.
No, it wouldn't be me.
Well, I remember as a little girl, you know, the bath night, you closed up the kitchen and warmed up the kitchen, and my mother opened the oven door. We had a black iron cook stove, you know,
yeah.
And had a big round wash tub, and she set that in front of the oven, and I was stuck into that, you know, soaped all over like you'd give a dog a bath these days.
Well, when I was growing up, that's what mother did. She had a pump, and of course you could pump plenty of water.
Yeah.
And we'd have a tub out in the kitchen. We had a good big kitchen. Mm-hmm. I lived at home. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'd take turns. I'd have one bath one day. I only got one once a week. Mm-hmm. I'd only bath all over.
Right.
And then my brother, he had his turn the next night.
So if you had a big family, you'd have bath night every night.
I know it.
Well, that was always a problem, I imagine, getting hot water.
When I look back and think of what I started in with, and then find what I have now, mm-hmm. I couldn't go back to do it over again.
I know it.
To save my life.
Mm-hmm. Cold houses. How did you heat your houses?
We were just coal and wood.
We
didn't have a cook stove. Not when we first went to keep an house. We just had that kerosene stove.
Well, yeah, up there.
And then in the front
when
room,
I built the new house,
we had a gas burner, one of the big stoves that we burned wood and coal in. Mm-hmm. And we could bank it, fix it, so it would stay mm-hmm. warm all night.
Was it one of these sort of tall, round things?
Yeah, all big around like that.
Yes, my grandmother had one like
and
that.
And we'd get undressed in front of it and get dressed in front of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
go through the rest part of the house, seemed like the North Pole.
Oh, it sure did. I'd
have so many clothes on the bed that you'd tie you all out for a morning.
Your feather beds were quite warm.
Yes, we always had a feather bed.
Yes.
But I could never make it to look right. I mean, I got it puffed up and fixed up. It couldn't.
It looks lumpy, I know.
The children, sometime now, once in a while, I'll tell the children something about the things like that. My grandchildren, Grandma, what was a feather bed? What'd you do with that? And how'd you do that? And all that. They can't realize what those things are all about.
That's right. Oh, yes.
They couldn't go back and do things as we used to do.
It could be pretty tough. Believe me, it would separate the men from the boys if they had to put up with things like that, I'm afraid. I remember going to visit my grandmother, you know, and I had to sleep up attic. It was a bed chamber up off the attic. And in the wintertime, nobody slept upstairs except me when I came to visit. I must have been about 10 or 11 years old, I think. And I was put up the stairs with a lamp in one hand and a soapstone and a flannel bag under the other arm. And scared stiff, you know, to go through the attic to get into that bed. I'd get into the feather bed, and I'd pull the covers up, and I'd be scared to get out from underneath to blow the light out.
we'd have a soapstone, a mother would, in the oven, all kept it in there all the time. I'd bring it down in the morning, put it in the oven.
Yes.
It was there till mm-hmm. we had it that next night.
Yeah, right.
I used to sleep in the open chamber.
Did you?
It was cold.
I bet it was.
But I guess it was healthy.
When I first began going around, we didn't have heaters on
the car. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
So I'd heat the soapstone and have that wrapped up and have it to put my feet on.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we dressed warmer back in those days, too.
Yes.
I think we didn't depend on central heating to keep ourselves comfortable. I guess everybody wore heavier underwear and socks, you know, heavy socks.
Oh, sure.
Don't you think so?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
High shoes.
High button shoes.
Yes.
And oh, how I hate those, because just about the time I'd get ready to go to school, one of the buttons would perhaps pop off.
And long stockings for both boys and girls, black ones, I guess.
Black.
Yeah, black stockings.
I don't think I ever had a pair of silk stockings up until, well, either the time I was married or just before that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were married in 16. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I had anything but just, you know, just plain cotton stockings. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there very many people did.
No, I guess not. They had to be bought abroad, a lot of them. They had to be brought from abroad. I think the long dresses helped to keep one warm too. And didn't you have to wear long stockings, Walden, when you were?
When I was a boy.
When you were a boy, yeah. Way up, yeah, right.
And I used to have garters to keep them up.
Did you? Yeah. I thought only women wore garters.
No, round garters.
Round garters, is that so? Uh-huh.
Oh boy.
Of course, woolen pants.
Yeah.
And that helped to keep you warm too.
Yeah, well.
I would hate awful to go back, well, even say 40 years. To do the things that we had to do then.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, I still get up early in the morning. Right. I suppose you do too.
Not very.
Don't you? Don't get up anywhere between 8 and 9.
Well, that's
don't go to bed though.
It's real luxury. 11.
11:30.
Well, now that he isn't working, when he's working, we had to get up about 6 or 6:30 somewhere there.
Yes. But almost everybody got up early back in those days, didn't they?
Of course, Father was to be up the first crack of daylight. He was out in the garden.
Oh.
Always up early, out in the garden before he went to the station.
Mm-hmm.
But I like my bed better at night in the morning than I do at night.
Mm-hmm.
You ever did transfer bait?
No, I never. I never went that kind of fishing. You mean to sell? Or?
Yeah, to sell.
No.
Well, I know they did a couple of barrels of them.
I never did that.
I ran across an expression the other day, you know, when somebody is undecided what he's going to do this or he's going to do that, and then the comment is, well, either fish or cut bait.
Well, there's something in that.
You can't do one, you can't do both. Might just as well make up your mind to do one. Mr. Brown, when did you come to Chatham?
Oh, I could be on a pillow when I first come here, so they tell me.
Really? You were that little? Well, were you just summers? Or?
Just summers for a while, yeah. Uh-huh. So I moved down, yeah. Oh, 30, 40. Between about 39, 35, I guess.
You were about 35?
No, I said I moved down here in
35. Oh, in 35?
Yeah.
Ah, mm. Well, I was wondering about that because I remember quite a long time ago you were here.
They bought the house over there, the folks in 1912 in Chatham Court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got. New Manny Bassett and all the rest of them.
Yes.
Frank Bassett and Oberlin and George and all the rest of them. Mm-hmm.
Oberlin was a nice man.
Oberlin was quite a good man. I used to, when I was a kid, he used to ride one when he'd come downtown and sell his clam. He'd go dig a clam and he'd come down on town and sell them.
Mm. You mean peddle them? You peddle them?
That's right. Peddle them on different places. And used to go down to Surfside, I remember that.
Uh-huh. Well, didn't you, I remember you saying something about the peddlers used to come with a cart once a week.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Tunnel used to come up through there with a meat cart.
Oh.
And then there was a man there, Mr. Farmer, do you remember him? He used to all the, the inn up here, I can't think of the name to save my life.
Wayside Inn, do you?
No. It used to be Monomoy Inn.
It's oh, the Cranberry Inn.
Yeah, Cranberry Inn.
No.
Mr. Farmer owned that for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then he used to come with a butcher cart. And he had the nicest meat. One thing I can remember that he used to make, he'd cook corned beef and press it, put it in a quite a good sized pan and press it, put a heavy weight on it. And then he'd sell it sliced off, so, you know, so much of half a pound or so much a pound.
Did he cut it right on the cart?
Yeah.
Cut it up for you?
And then he'd have corned beef. There'd be a thing about, oh, perhaps that deep, that just like an extra box on the outside of the cart.
Oh,
and he'd have the beef all corned and everything.
Oh.
And he'd take it out there as you wanted corned beef.
He came once a week, made the rounds.
Yeah.
That was in the wintertime.
That was in the wintertime, he didn't come in the summer.
Because he run the hotel.
Well, I don't suppose he could, he stuff wouldn't keep.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Well, they had an ice house here, I remember as a little girl.
Yeah, they had one in South Chatham.
An ice house?
Off Cockle Cove Road.
Off Cockle Cove Road.
Yeah, way down, almost to the end. And the men in the wintertime would go cut ice in that house, that place would be full. And then the different ones, pens and petal ice would buy it for them.
We had icebox then, you'd have to, you'd put junk of ice in.
Put junk of ice in, then put the drip pan out and so it wouldn't go all over the floor.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
A lot of extra work with that place.
Well, somebody asked me the other day, how did they keep the ice in the ice house all summer long from melting? And I don't know.
I don't, didn't they put hay, straw or something over it?
They would put.
Sawdust.
Yeah, I know something like that over it.
Sawdust and hay.
Sawdust and hay and all that stuff.
And then, of course, it would
melt some.
Sure.
It saved some.
Did they have any way of insulating the building so that?
They didn't in those days.
They didn't. Just depended on the, I suppose they put a layer of ice and then a layer of sawdust and, or hay and then.
I suppose, I don't know.
That's right.
Because in the, well, it was almost as if it was set in a hollow there on the Cockle Cove Road to set down, you know, fairly low. Would that make any difference or not, I don't know.
It used to be a sand hole where they built that. They took sand from there to make the cranberry swamp. And that's what that was, and it set right in this great big sand hole area.
Well, they had to have fresh water to cut the ice.
That was fresh water.
It was? It was close to the beaches then. I mean, the salt water, there's an inlet there.
Yeah, it was all cranberry swamp and there was a dike across that kept the salt water out. But that's all gone now, it's meadow. Salt water.
Well, the ice house over back there in Gray Hill there, wasn't it? Over in Lovers Lake?
Yes.
They cut it inside, they cut it there.
I think Henry Emery had.
Yeah.
Ice.
Yeah. Well, it's quite different nowadays, isn't it?
Oh, I should say.
It was open your refrigerator.
Elmer Kendrick used to be our ice man when we first married. Because I had a very small ice chest, it was just the two of us. And I can see him now coming in with this piece of ice on the hooks, about that big, and that would last, well, he'd have to fill it a couple of times a week. And that would get it, keep it cold.
Somebody's job to empty it every night.
Oh yes, you'd have to empty. Sometimes in real hot weather, you'd have to empty it before night. Because it would melt so fast.
Right.
Our times have changed.
Well now, were there very many tourists, you know, like there are today, that came down either on the train, I suppose?
Well, there were some, but near as I can remember, there wasn't anywhere near as many as there are now. Cockle Cove Inn, the one Ned Johnson had, there used to be quite a few that came down there. There was a New Hampshire house in South Chatham, where Cyrus Baker's store is. That was the New Hampshire house, and she used to have quite a few people, because I worked there one summer.
That's where his hardware store is now.
Yeah.
Well, what did they do? No golf courses or anything? I suppose they...
I don't know. I suppose they found enough to do. I don't know.
Go swimming in those funny old suits?
I don't know what they did.
Well, I know down...
I know they used to play tennis a lot. Play tennis. There was a tennis court where the village store is now. And they used to play tennis a lot.
Most places they went, they had to walk.
That's right.
No cars.
That's right.
That takes quite a bit of time.
And plenty of mosquitoes, as I remember.
Well, one or two around now and then.
They spent a good part of the time at the beach whenever it was decent weather.
They didn't get much of a suntan. I remember the first bathing suit I had. I think it had a high neck and it had sleeves almost down to my wrists.
Yeah.
And had these heavy woolen bloomers that came way down below my knees and stockings.
Bloomers came down below my knees and there was a skirt over that.
Yeah, right. Right. And stockings that came up. You had shoes.
Yeah.
Sort of sandal-like shoes,
yeah.
And then you had stockings that came up underneath your bloomers, so they wouldn't... Yeah.
Nothing showed but your face.
You didn't get much of a...
And now they don't leave much to imagination.
sure don't. They'd sure be scandalized if they could see what's going on now.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, my stars, yeah.
Had to go down the beach, down to the end of the street, down Pleasant Street. There used to be either two or three bathhouses down there.
Bathhouses?
Mm-hmm. There was one that, I don't know, I think they said it belonged to the town. It was in, divided up in four, perhaps a couple of sections. And then there was one that belonged to, I don't remember whether it belonged to the Emirates, it belonged to someone else special anyway that was theirs.
Mm.
They were there for quite a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, did the town take care of them? And
the town took care of one. I don't know about the other one.
Hmm.
But I know that they were there for quite a long time, just about at the end of where the road goes down into the, mm-hmm. the sand now.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other old timers besides Captain Kendrick in South Chatham when you were around?
Captain Frank Cahoon, Ronto Cahoon.
You remember any others?
No.
Captain George Burris, quite
yeah,
an old man.
Yeah.
He had a coal.
Coal business?
Coal business,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
After he retired from the sea, I suppose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know so much about him going to sea, but I know it.
Yeah.
They bring that in on a bag, did they? Coal?
I suppose they must have. I don't remember. That was in my younger days, and I don't remember much about that. I remember him.
No, they used to bring lumber. Off depot on the ship, and then they'd make rafts and so on and float them ashore and cut them up to the lumber yard.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Depot, that'd be South Harwich?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that.
And be rafted ashore, huh?
Yeah.
My golly.
Right into the surf. And
gee.
Well, that would be soaking wet with salt water. And,
yeah.
That's what
taking it a while to dry out after
all
that.
Yeah, that salt water, you'll never dry out of it.
Yeah. You don't have to. Because out there, though, some are made that way from salt water. They eat the soft part of the wood, like if it's pine, where they eat the soft part of the plant.
Yeah.
So they make like ridges on,
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
the wood.
Mm-hmm.
But
they wanted to
soak in the salt water.
So they used to do it years ago, but I don't think it was a good plan.
Well, I know.
And then they used to send it by rail, you know.
Oh, yeah, by freight train.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was the better.
Well, I remember some of the old houses. I guess there must have been so much salt in the wood that the nails that were, you know, spikes that were driven into the beams, they're all rusty all around them. And I often used to wonder what made them get rusty, but I guess it was the salt in the wood.
I don't know how they used to do it in Chatham, but I know South Howard's. Fred Sears had the lumber yard. That's where he used to have his lumber come to shore.
Mm-hmm.
Boarded to shore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gus Ellis, in Chatham, didn't he?
Yes, he had coal business for quite a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of things that I could probably I'll remember after I get home that I don't even think about now.
Then this big business at West Chatham, Benny Gould.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have their oysters come from Greenport by ship.
Mm. The sea
by sailing two master.
Mm.
I used to go and shovel the oysters in on scows and they'd take them up the river and plant them.
Mm. On Oyster River?
Did that year after year.
My goodness. Well, how could a two master get that far in?
Well, they used to stop down the Stage Harbor, anchored down there in Stage Harbor. They couldn't get way up the river.
No.
And there was deep water there.
Mm. Mm-hmm.